So those are the our three that just outline that structure of examining all of the khandhas in relation to gratification, feeling, danger, and escape. And I think it's just really useful to note, particularly that the Buddha is not denying in any way that there is a gratification in these areas, and the pleasantness that can be found within the conditioned realm, and essentially that if it weren't for that gratification, there wouldn't be the desire and lust and attachment that's associated with it, but that what the ordinary unenlightened patujana doesn't realize is the danger or the escape, the danger of impermanence that all of these sensory gratifications, even at the level of mind, are temporary and always subject to change and alteration, and that the escape is not like escape in terms of annihilation or avoidance or vibhava tanha, but more just dwelling without delight, attachment, desire, and lust for those particular, for the aggregate.